Good evening, everybody. It's a really exciting time for us to be with you. It's the start of the new year, and I welcome you on behalf of the staff and Diane and I, and bring greetings from Brother Jerry and Miss Carolyn. And we're all very excited about this being the first one, the first podcast of the year. And so I want to start with the word for 2024, which we're all really pumped about. 2024. Progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectations fulfilled. The wonderful word of God, and we'll get into that in a second. But first of all, I wanted to say a big thank you, and I really do want to say thank you to the JSMI partners from Australasia, it's Australia, New Zealand, and to Singapore, Malaysia, for the tremendous support for their Christmas projects. There were four projects, and I wanted to tell you, and I'm so excited about it, we were able as a ministry to sow just over 20,000 Australian dollars into those four projects. So thank you once again. It was the year of the maximum, highest expectations. Wow, we reached a level with our giving at Christmas that we haven't attained before. So I want to say a really big thank you for that. And so 2024, it's the start of the new year, but it's not just a start and a change in the calendar. It's an opportunity for renewal, growth, and a new beginning. I don't believe that God actually wants us to regurgitate or repeat last year, but I'm believing that as we take hold of the word for 2024, we'll move into a new adventure of faith that we've walked with Dr. Savelle since 1998. So it's been a fair long time. Amen. So as we start, I wanted to pray that you're free from the past, full of faith, and faith for the future. Amen. I want to read a statement to you that I found somewhere, not from sure from who. It says, leaving the past behind is not about forgetting or ignoring the past, but rather about learning from it, forgiving ourselves and others, then moving forward. It's all about understanding that our past does not define us, but rather shapes us into who we are today. And you go into scripture and you see a couple of examples in the Bible. How about Moses? He had to, in order to embrace the future leading Israel, he had to leave behind being a prince of Egypt. What about Paul, the apostle Paul? He was a persecutor of Christians who had to leave behind that really bad life to become one of the most influential of the apostles, amen? And so when you see these examples, it doesn't matter what our past looks like, but it helps us, so God can use you and I for his glory. If he can do it with them, he can do it for us. And I know especially for Diane and I, Diane was always a very good woman. But for myself and the background I had, when I got saved in 1983, my friends wouldn't accept what I was, family didn't accept what I was. And I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 5:17. I want to read this scripture to you because when people said to me, how do you know? Well, 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And for Diane and I, Diane saw the change. And for me, I couldn't have even told you at the time what it was, but I knew that I was different. And I knew that I wasn't the same. So that's what happens. God took my from my past into my future, which we've been serving the Lord for 40 years now. So I'm so blessed. 2024, progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectations fulfilled. through the many years that we pastored Heritage of Faith Church here on the Gold Coast, which was Dr. Savelle's church here, and at the beginning of every year, and now since I've been doing these January podcasts, we start with, which has become Diane and I's, if you like, favorite scripture, but a foundation for now and for the future. And I want you to go to 2 Chronicles 20:20, and I want to read from the King James Version. And they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Second Chronicles 20:20 has become a foundational scripture with a couple of words I want to go through with you. It says, believe in the Lord thy God, so shall be established. Number one, believe. It means to trust, to be permanent, to be true to, but to be faithful. It's something we have to be faithful to the Lord our God, then we shall be established. You know what that means? It means to be, to settle permanently, like under the shadow of the Almighty. So the first part of that verse, believe or be faithful to, and be permanently fixed on the Lord your God. But the second part, believe in the Lord your God, and then believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Prosper there means to make prosperous, to be prosperous, thriving, successful, or making gain, gaining in life. And Dr. Savelle is our apostle, our prophet. But as one thing, it's not just for the day. In the Amplified, and especially in his January message for 2024, this is what comes out. There's a word in the Amplified, in that verse 21. It says, believe in the Lord your God, the last part of this verse, and your God, and you shall be established. Believe, and here's what I want you to get hold of, remain steadfast to his prophets, and you shall prosper. That means it's not just a one-off of a couple of moments. It means that we've got to begin to apply this daily. It becomes a part of our life. It's in daily application. But as I was studying in the Amplified, I've seen it again, but I got excited. When you drop down to verse 21, what did it say there? Just for time, I won't read it. But it says they went forward giving thanksgiving. Before they'd seen the answer, they were giving him thanksgiving. I want to encourage you, before we yet see the results of 2024, we need to be giving him thanksgiving. Then you drop to verse 22, and in verse 22 is God's part. He brought great deliverance to the people of Israel. He is going to bring great deliverance to you and I. And then in verse 25, and we'll all love this one, when you get into 2025, it's there when it talks about superabundance. There were 3 days collecting the spoils. And you and I can believe for the same, that we will begin to collect the spoils of prosperity that the Word of God promises us. Amen. And so that's not just for today. That's for the year. Amen. So our prophet has spoken. Dr. Savelle's our prophet, our apostle. And I believe that that's for us. And you may say to yourself, but is that for me? Yes. The prophetic word that comes from the seer, the prophet of God, is not for any one just person. If you will take hold of that word tonight or today, wherever you are, take hold of that word, grab hold of it and say, this is for me. That's what Diane and I do. And that's what the Apostle Paul was talking about in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. He says this to us. He says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before thee, that by them thou mightest war a good warfare. Good warfare is obviously something we're going to win. But this is something where you and I have got to stick to. How do you wage a good warfare in the New Testament? For this, it will be with the words of our mouths. And so right at this point, I want to ask you, because we're going to be filling the atmosphere with faith, I want you to proclaim with me again. 2024 is the year of progressing, advancing, experience promotion, and seeing your highest expectations fulfilled. You see, your faith is not a passive belief. It is an active force that propels us forward, even in the face of challenges and uncertainties. In fact, Paul takes hold of this with Timothy again in 1 Timothy 1:19. But in the New Living Translation, he says this, keep a firm grip on your faith. This is one of the things that Brother Jerry emphasizes. Keep a firm grip on your faith. Don't let the devil steal the word from you. Stay focused on what God has promised you. He's promised you prophetically. That's the Rhema word. And we have it on here. I want to declare to you a statement of Brother Jerry. Faith is the key that unlocks the door to God's blessings. And in 2024, you are called to hold tightly, keeping a firm grip on your faith. Amen. We've got to hold on to it, to trust in God's promises, stand firm on his word. It means refusing to allow doubt, fear, or the schemes of the enemy to steal the precious truth you hold in your heart. As a believer, your hope is firmly anchored in God and His Word, and you can trust in God's promises that they're not only good, and I want to say this face to face, God's promises are not only good, but they are attainable for you and I as children of the Most High God. Amen. And so this hope gives you a solid foundation on which to build your life, even in the face of adversity. But here's the one thing I really want to get to. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. So important, a small scripture. It says, be deceived, evil communication corrupts good manners. You know, we may say, Pastor Ian, what does that mean? Well, it means good manners, morals, and character are corrupted sometimes by the things we listen to, that we hear, that we see, or the company that we keep. And sometimes, and we've all had to do it, there are people that maybe who don't believe the same as us, they don't hold the same beliefs or trust in God that we do. Sometimes it may be a religious person, it may be a family member. It's not that I want you to give up on your association with people to love on them and bless them, but sometimes we have to stop that intimate communication with people, as we see from that, because you know they can drag you down. And in the message from Dr. Savelle in January, he is very strict about your saying your spiritual well-being is worth safeguarding. It doesn't matter you mean you look down on people. It doesn't mean that you don't like people. But sometimes there are people you can't spend a lot of time around because someone won't believe the same way you do. And so in a world filled with uncertainty and challenges, it's essential for you and I as believers to cultivate a positive outlook on the future. Positivity isn't just a state of mind. It's a vital attribute that we receive from the Word of God as we feed on the Word of God, as we take hold of what, and I go back to it again, the Word of God that Brother Jerry has brought for us. Remember, we wage a good warfare by it. We feel the atmosphere with it. And it says in 2024, progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectations fulfilled. That is our belief. And as you go to bed tonight, because I know we send this out in the evening, or you may be watching during the day, that this is what I wanted you to focus on, that God has a purpose, God has a plan, God has a future of such wonder for you. I'm excited about 2024. I'm excited about what is happening in the ministry and what we're moving forward to. May you have a great night's sleep as you think about the promotion and the advancing that's going to come. And I would say to you, we love you lots. We're available for you. The number will come up on the screen. If we can assist in any way as we start our walk with you in this January 2024, excited, this year is going to get better and better. Sleep well. God bless. And I look forward to being with you next month. Bless you. Bye.